This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Root is in the house. Root is in the house. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered. USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV and Hour number 3. I want to open the whole show today on Friday by reading you this this email from one of my listeners, Dirk. Great email, Dirk. Love your show. President Trump is helping the American people to rediscover our country and the Constitution, and I see him on par with President George Washington fighting the British and Congress. With today, we're fighting communism and Congress. They're looking the same every day. The media is morally bankrupt with no love for this country anymore. They're the enemy of the people and enemy of the Constitution. We can only hope that the better part of the people of this country will be paying attention and learn from the past corrupt administration compared to what Mr. Trump is dealing with now. The Dems are exposing themselves as hating this country and the people in it that don't think the way they do and bow down to them and their deals. Wayne, thank you for your love of this country and your love of the Constitution that give us our freedom and the power to control our government. It's time to take her back. Thank you, Dirk. Thanks, Dirk. Appreciate it. Doesn't say where he's from. I have no idea. But I wanted to mention, you know, my new project is coming out in the next few days. It's called Root Wall. You can find it at rootwall.com. And the phone number is 844-ROOT-WALL. And we're going to try and raise $1 billion for Donald Trump's wall from 64 million Trump voters. It was 63 million in the last election, but I'll bet you it's more like 66, 67 million in this election. And we're going to try and raise the money for the wall and raise Trump's morale and show him that we believe in him with Root Wall to raise the money for Trump's wall. And this new story is indicative of why we're doing it. Actually, there's a couple stories today that are indicative of why we're doing it. Because once again, there was a vote in the House to undo President Trump's national security emergency. To not allow Trump to grab money from the military budget and fund the wall. They just can't stand the idea that Trump might fund the wall. So we've got to do it and go above their heads. But this story is interesting. New U.S. Census data finds 22.1 million American residents are non-citizens. It's not 12 million illegals in this country. It's at least 22 million. That's new data from the U.S. Census Bureau from its annual American Community Survey. 22 million are in this country non-citizen, a record 13.7% of the nation's population. Nearly 44.7 million people were born in another country. That's the highest number of foreign-born citizens since 1910, and most are from Latin America. Like it's a big surprise, right? We're being invaded by Latin America. And that's not to say I don't like people from Latin America. It's just not true. I do like people from Latin America. I like people with jobs. I like middle-class people. I like people who are educated. You show me a Mexican who's educated, he's no different than me. But I don't want the world's poor. I don't want poor white people coming to America. I'm Jewish. I don't want poor Jewish people coming from Israel to America. We don't need it. I don't need anyone coming to this country that I need to pay for. You want to come here? That's your decision, if you come here legally. But if you come here expecting my money, then that's not your decision anymore. It's mine, and my vote is get the hell out. Between 1960 and 1970, just 1 in 20 U.S. residents was foreign-born. Today's foreign-born resident rate has surged to 1 in 7 in California and Texas and Florida and New York, where the foreign-born population is 15% higher than it is elsewhere in America. It's amazing. Comes as a separate research carried out by the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis found that America's white working class is shrinking. By 2034, it will no longer be the largest group in the country. Wow. And don't forget the crime rate findings come after a report released in August by the Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics that found 64% of all the arrests made by the federal government were of non-U.S. citizens, i.e. illegal aliens. They make up 7% of the population and 64% of the arrests. 15% of all federal arrests, 15% of all prosecutions in the U.S. District for non-immigration crimes, 24% of all federal drug arrests, 25% of all federal property arrests, 28% of all federal fraud arrests. Wow. How can you hear that and not be for the wall? That's why my new pack is out, rootforthewall.com, website rootwall.com, and phone number 844-ROOT-WALL. As of next week, this will be the main title sponsor of this national radio show. My new column is going to be out on Sunday, and I think it's the best one I've ever written. I want to see Obama's transcripts. The Trump-Ukraine phone call controversy is still at the top of the news. First, let me start by urging all good conservatives to call House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to congratulate her on reelecting President Trump. Nancy did a great job. With enemies like her, who needs friends? In the words of President Trump, Nancy, you're the greatest. Thank you. Secondly, I'm a big supporter of the right to bear arms. Another big shout out to Nancy, because Pelosi and the Democrat Congress just proved you don't need a gun to commit suicide. You can just talk yourself to death. It's clear Pelosi and the Democrats just committed mass suicide. Radical Democrats suffering from Trump derangement syndrome convinced Nancy to jump off a cliff, and the entire Democratic Congress followed like sheep. Think I'm wrong? John Kasich is the governor of Ohio. He hates Trump. He attacks and denigrates Trump at every opportunity. Even he just reported on Friday that in Ohio and the heartland of America, no one cares about this. No one is even talking about Trump's phone call. Kasich said that. Democrats haven't just overreached. They've walked into the biggest trap in the history of politics. No normal person without mental illness cares that Trump had a phone call with a world leader and asked him to look into massive corruption by an American politician on foreign soil. Most normal Americans are saying, it's about time someone investigated this. Now to the real point of this column. We're debating a phone call between a president and a world leader. Why would any of us have access to this call? Have you ever heard the details of any other phone call between world leaders and a U.S. president in your life? No. Heck, Trump is now the most transparent president in history. He released the transcript of a classified call with a world leader. Bravo. Meanwhile, Obama has never released his college transcripts. There's never been a single leak. You'd think his college records were classified. But the real question that should be asked because of this controversy is, why can't we see the transcripts of Obama's conversations with world leaders? How's that for common sense, folks? Bingo! Boom! Right over the bullseye, right over the target. Everybody should be talking about this column on Monday morning. Why can't we see the transcripts of Obama's conversations with world leaders? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. We've now seen Trump's conversation. I want to see Obama's conversation with Vladimir Putin. We've all heard Obama whisper on an open mic to Russia's president that once reelected, he could give Putin whatever he wanted. So what do you think Obama said on private classified calls to Putin when he thought no one was listening? You think we have a right to Trump's calls, right? So why can't we listen to Obama's calls with world leaders? We need something to measure Trump's supposed crimes against. You think it's terrible what Trump said on the phone? Let's hear what Obama said on the phone. I heard from a friend who heard from a friend that Obama sold America down the river in calls with Putin. I heard he was way too friendly with the radical leaders of the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood. I heard he sold Israel down the river in calls with leaders of Middle Eastern countries. I want to see a transcript of John Kerry's negotiations with rogue terrorist nation Iran. Why did he give them a deal of the century? Did he get a bribe? Can we see the conversations between Kerry and Obama about the Iran treaty? Only one way to find out what happened. We have to see the transcripts. How about the negotiation for hostages held by Iran? I can't wait to hear Obama offer ransom to terrorists, a crime. The precedent has been set. You've all opened up a big can of worms. I won't rest until I see the transcripts of Obama's calls with world leaders. Only then can we know if Trump did anything wrong or unusual. I can't wait to be a fly on the wall to hear what Obama said to world leaders about America, Americans, American exceptionalism, Israel, and the Jewish people. I'd give my left arm to hear those conversations. Come on, Obama. Show us your transcripts. I dare you. At least, at the very least, show me your college transcripts. My commentary coming out on Sunday, I want to see Obama's transcripts. I think it's a strong one, man, because it's such an important point. Why is no one else saying this? Everybody's either attacking Trump or defending Trump, but nobody's saying, wait a minute, you never heard another person who's president of the United States talking to a world leader in your life. How do you know Trump did anything wrong? Are you telling me Obama never did anything wrong? Are you telling me if you listened to all of Obama's conversations, you wouldn't catch him saying something wrong? So should we go back and arrest Obama, impeach Obama retroactively? Should we put him in manacles? Should we give him the death penalty? Liberals are such creeps and such liars and such hypocrites. And by the way, flashback, Obama administration asked Ukraine to investigate Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Is that true? My God, how could there even be an argument now about Trump? Didn't Obama do the exact same thing? And when we get back, how funny is this? Hillary Clinton gave a speech today at Georgetown University. And she said, Donald Trump has turned American diplomacy into a cheap extortion racket. Is that the funniest thing you've ever heard in your entire life? The Clinton Foundation invented extortion. They make the Gambinos blush. The Clinton Foundation extorted $150 million from the Russians in return for 25% of America's uranium stock. The Clinton Foundation extorted billions from world leaders. You know, President Trump, it's time to investigate the Clinton Foundation and put Hillary Clinton into a perp walk and send her to jail for life. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/roots. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Money.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. You know, they're all creeps. Come on, if you don't believe they're all deep state creeps, you're living in a dream world. Here's a headline: Prince Andrew's role in the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile scandal being covered up by the FBI as his former Florida deputy. They're all in bed together. It's kind of creepy to even use the word pedophile and then talk about all in bed together. But they're all deep state, and they're all in bed together, every one of them. You know who's in bed? Mitt Romney and Prince Andrew and the CIA whistleblower and Adam Schiff and George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the Obama crime family. They're, and Biden and the Biden crime family, they're all in bed together. Every one of them's in bed together. And I guess, evidently, there's a lot of little kids in bed with them. Some of them, not all of them, but there's a lot of pedophiles out there, it appears. Crazy stuff. Don't ever try and tell me I got involved with Pizzagate. I never even heard of it. I've never said a word about it. I don't know anything about it. I just know there's a lot of bad people caught in the snare of Jeffrey Epstein. And that's, of course, why he either committed suicide or was murdered in prison, one or the other. It may not have been murder. Someone may have whispered in his ear, you have no choice but to kill yourself. Because, you know, here's the three people in the world you love, and we've got a gun to all of their heads. And here's the video of all three of them with a gun to their heads. We'll kill them all right now if you don't kill yourself. He either killed himself or someone killed him. Cameras off, guards sleeping, guards tired from working overtime. I mean, all the stories in the world, all the excuses, another story that doesn't match with the facts, just like the Vegas massacre and John F. Kennedy's murder and so many other ridiculous stories that the government throws at us that make no sense. And then you've got Rashida Tlaib. She pushes new T-shirts. She's selling them. She's raising money by launching her own T-shirt line with her infamous saying emblazed across the chest. And it says, impeach the mother effer. What a foul-mouthed, need-soap-to-wash-out-your-mouth pig in the middle of the United States Congress. And after her name, it should say Congresswoman Hamas and Hezbollah. What a pig. What a foul-mouthed pig. Do you understand, in 8 years of despising Obama, the commie loser, not once did I ever say something, you know, a curse word about him or use the F word about him, let alone put it on a T-shirt. I'm not a disgusting low-life pig who needs his mouth washed out like Rashida Tlaib. What a terrible person. Awful. Don't forget what she really represents. Her and Ilhan Omar represent not only open borders and destroying this country, and racism and prejudice and anti-Semitism and hatred for white people, hatred for Jews. But what they really represent is just Hamas and Hezbollah, which are terrorist organizations. So they're basically both fronts for terrorism in the United States House. And it's a disgrace. Wayne Allyn, raw and unfiltered. That's what I do. No notes, no script, no teleprompter. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. Sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm on the warpath, and I should be, because every day there's something new to just go on the warpath about that makes your skin crawl and your blood boil. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens, and I'm proud of it. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, operated, owned by the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. My very first shot. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. This studio will be named, as of Monday, the Root Wall Studio, because the main title sponsor of the show will become RootWall.com, my website. You can find us at RootWall.com or 844-ROOT-WALL, 844, toll-free, RootWall. I'm raising $1 billion for Trump's wall. We're going to fund Trump's wall. 63 million-plus Trump voters will fund Trump's wall. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Find me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. Email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. When we get back, we're going to have guests. We're going to have new evidence that shows Democrat Adam Schiff had whistleblower accusations a month ago. And a team was used to create a junk document and plot the attack. We'll also have news about Paul Ryan, that skunk, embarrassed by Trump. He's on the board of directors of Fox News. You know that? And he's pushing Fox News to make a clean break from Donald Trump and go against him. Folks, this is why you got to watch Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV every single night. Starting on November 13th, you can watch me right here in Vegas on Cox Cable, channel 96, 5 o'clock every night, Monday through Friday. You're not getting the truth from Fox News anymore either. Creeps and skunks like Paul Ryan on the board of directors. Loser.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led House Committee on Foreign Affairs has subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to President Trump's interactions with the Ukraine president as part of its impeachment inquiry. The subpoena demands Pompeo provide documents by October 4th. On Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is about national security. Republican Senator of Texas Ted Cruz doesn't believe Nancy Pelosi is all in when it comes to impeaching President Trump.
I think Nancy understands that impeachment is a train wreck for the Democrats. She has been trying to hold back the hordes. And you know, watching her, it almost reminded me of a hostage video. I think she was blinking SOS.
Cruz, speaking on Fox News, also believes the impeachment inquiry against the president is a mistake. Interfinal numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 71 points to close the week at 26,820. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show nationwide, but particularly here in Las Vegas. Listen up. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. I drink it all day long. Drink it for breakfast. Drink it for lunch. Drink it for dinner. Drink it before I go to bed. Drink it with my vitamins. Drink it when I work out in the gym. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free, by the way. That's a big thank you to Brent and Amy Jones, business owners, big Trump supporters, owners of Real Water. And my kind of people. Thank you, Brent and Amy. And I told Brent the listeners on my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. I bet Brent if I promoted his Real Water that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try. And not just any try. You would specifically go to Sprouts, try Real Water, and let the store know that War sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts Markets at a special discounted price. Thank you, Real Water, for everything you do, for sponsoring the show and giving me all my water free and making me healthy, because that's what I feel Real Water does. Makes me healthy and gives me good energy. Breaking news, by the way, before I get to my guest. Breaking news. President Trump calls for Adam Schiff's immediate resignation after he got caught attempting to defraud the public. He's talking about, I assume, that parody of what transpired on the July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky. I'll get into more of that after we speak to my guest. But first, my guest is Matt Palumbo. I handpicked him because he has such an interesting book. He's a best-selling author. His new book's called Debunk This, Shattering Liberal Lies. And he writes the Debunk This column at Bongino.com. I assume that's Dan Bongino's website, Matt. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell Dan that Wayne Root said hi, please.
Absolutely.
All right, I love what he does. Matt Palumbo, your new book, Debunk This. Tell us what you're debunking. Which lies of the liberal left? I mean, for me, the big one is climate change. I believe climate change is the greatest hoax, the greatest fraud, the greatest scam in the history of mankind. And I'm just wondering if that's a big section of your book.
Unfortunately not, which now the book's not going to seem all that great. Although, you know, I have written a lot of the Green New Deal. And, you know, what I try to focus on in the whole climate change debate is I'll say, you know, listen, guys, you might be right about climate change, but your solutions do nothing or cost, you know, so much money they're impractical. So, you know, even if you're right, you're still wrong is kind of the way I try to argue against it. But, you know, the book as a whole, so I divide it into a number of sections. So the first is economic myth. Then I'll do media myth. And then I did kind of like a special section called Trump versus Obama myth, where, you know, people will attack Trump for things Obama did and vice versa. And at the end, I do a whole bunch of gun control. So I think it's pretty well split up on different types of myths. And, you know, the criteria for finding a myth is, in writing, we have this thing we call evergreen content, which is content that can really be used forever. You know, just evergreen trees, you know, obviously last in all seasons. So there are certain myths you just always see pop up. So, you know, you'll argue that Venezuela is socialist and got it wrong, and they'll go, okay, but what about Sweden? Or you'll say gun control has never worked, and they'll say, well, it works here in Australia. And there are just certain myths that really seem to never die. So anything I see repeat in every news cycle, I'll try to write about. And then, you know, I, at the end of the year, had enough articles to make an entire book out of it, so I just kind of ran with it.
How come you've stayed away from climate change? Any special reason?
You know what? I think I only had one or two essays on it at the time. And it was just, you know, debunking the economics of the Green New Deal and showing how much of a train wreck it would be. It was more, I just didn't want to kind of step out of my purview. You know, I do a lot of just general economics theme stuff.
Got it. Okay, no more needs to be said. I get it. That's not your big specialty. I get it. All right, so let's talk about what is your specialty. So, you know, if you tell a lie long enough, people start to believe it. If you tell it enough times, people start to believe it. What are the big liberal myths? We're talking to Matt Palumbo, his new book, Debunk This, Shattering Liberal Lies. What are the big liberal myths that have become accepted as truth?
Well, you know, the book opens up with a lot of the claims about Scandinavia. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, well, you know, he used to praise Cuba and the USSR and Venezuela, and I guess has wised up and decided they're not real socialism, but Scandinavia is. So, you know, the whole chapter, the theme of the Scandinavia section is, you know, they're technically not socialists. They're a capitalist country with very big welfare state and high taxes. And, you know, and I argue that, you know, so A, they're not socialists. But B, you know, even though they're not, it's still not a system we really want to emulate. For instance, I point out that the average Scandinavian American earns around $77,000 a year, which is almost $20,000 more than Scandinavians earn. And, you know, I think that's decent proof that Scandinavia is a wealth, you know, wealthy set of countries in, despite all their generous welfare programs, not because of them. And, you know, and of course the kicker is too, that, you know, Scandinavians in America earn that $20,000 more, and, you know, they're not paying half or 60% of their income in taxes. You know, Bernie will say, hey, they get free health care, free child care. They'll go down the list, and you think, well, that's awesome if I have to pay for it. But, you know, and or he'll frame it as, well, if only we taxed millionaires and billionaires more, we could afford it. And there just simply isn't enough of them. You know, the lowest tax bracket in Sweden is 32%, and that applies to your first dollar of income. There's not a single American that would support that. Their sales tax is 25%. I don't think there's, in all three Scandinavian countries, and I just don't think anyone here would support that. So, yes, in theory, it would be great if we had all these free programs, but I don't want, you know, poor people working at McDonald's paying half their income in taxes to fund it either.
Right. Right. Yeah. So tell us some of the other big scams. I know you've got some scams about non-gun mass killings in Australia after strict gun control.
Yeah.
And also I'm wondering, one of the big things I've always read wasn't about Australia, it's about England. England has mass gun control and three times the violent crime rate as the United States of America. Did you have stuff about England in there too, or just Australia?
I actually don't talk about England, but I know it's a very serious case because, you know, Piers Morgan is famously argued, who would go, you know, we have very strict gun control in England, and we only have, you know, 30 or so gun murders a year, versus in America where you have, you know, 10 or so thousand. But the fact of the matter is, you can look at gun violence in England's entire history for the past 100 years, and it's been extremely low, independent of what their gun laws were. In fact, after they passed gun control, they had also a massive surge in their police force, and there was still an increase in gun homicides despite that. Now, it's lower now, but it still took, I think, close to a full decade before they were able to get gun violence below where it was before gun control. And, yeah, their violent crime rate, you know, I think they count violent crimes a bit differently than us, but it's still at least double the three times what ours is. So it's not exactly a slam dunk, nor is Australia. And Australia is the argument we hear when it comes to mass shootings. We'll say, you know, in the 20 years before a massacre in 1997 known as the Port Arthur Massacre, there were, you know, a dozen or so mass shootings, and they say in the 20 years since then, it's been zero. Now, it's actually relatively easy to debunk because, you know, they didn't ban all guns. They banned rifles, mainly rifles. And if you look at all the mass shootings in Australia, only two of them were committed exclusively with rifles. So absolutely no, there were absolutely no changes in laws that would have affected, you know, 90% of their mass shooting. So you just can't attribute it to gun control. And second of all, there's actually more guns in circulation today in Australia than before the buyback. Now, the percentage of people owning guns has gone down, but you'd think if some psycho wanted to get one, and there's more guns, he'd be able to. So it's just not the slam dunk the left tries to make it.
All right, some other big ones. How about Mexico? Mexico has such strict immigration laws. They're much stricter than the United States, correct?
Correct, yeah. So Mexico actually deports more illegals from Central America than we do in America, than we do in the United States, which, you know, does make sense because they have to pass through Mexico first. But second of all, and I thought this was very interesting, Mexico literally regulates immigration based on race. And I think we know what would happen if Trump came out and advocated for something even remotely, you know, hinting at, that he wanted that. There's a sentence in their, I can't remember if it's their constitution or immigration law in Mexico that says something like, you know, we have the right to regulate immigration flows to preserve national demographics. So, I mean, that's, I would say if we input that in America, it would be regarded as extreme, but in Mexico, you know, I don't think most liberals even know that's a policy in Mexico at all.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. I was also going to wonder if you had mentioned there's also very strict gun control in Mexico, in the entire Mexico. Wikipedia, the liberal Wikipedia, that admits that in addition to strict gun control laws, Mexico only has one gun store in the entire country. But they had 25,000 gun murders last year.
I think that's a very good, you know, Mexico and Brazil, well, actually a lot of Latin America are very good examples of, you know, it's not the guns, it's how they're, you know, it's who has them. when you and I have a gun, it's not a problem. When a murderous drug cartel does, it is.
Right.
And the thing is, too, I mean, it's like Chicago when liberals say, well, you know, Chicago is not violent with gun control. They're violent because all the surrounding areas have, you know, crazy, you know, anarchistic gun laws. And it's like, okay, well, then why aren't they as violent as Chicago? Well, because Chicago, you know, people that most of the population can't defend themselves, and the same is true in Mexico.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, your book just nails them all. Countless lies about Trump and the Trump administration. Yep. Give us a few big ones about Trump and the Trump administration.
Oh, so one of my favorites to debunk was this claim that Obama deported more people than Trump. And it was so weird that I even had to debunk it, because I wondered what the motivation of the people pushing it is. Because, you know, presumably the liberals arguing that are not in favor of deportation. So it's like, so you're going to try to argue that Obama did something you don't like to then attack Trump? So that confused me. But either way, it's not true. In fact, Obama redefined what a deportation was. You know, if we caught someone who crossed the border by an inch and then turned them around, Obama counted that as a deportation, while before him and now Trump administration don't.
I knew there had to be a scam in there somewhere. I knew it couldn't be true.
Yeah. Yeah, no way. In fact, the stat you can look at to isolate, you know, what we think of as a real deportation is called interior removals. And there's a skyrocket under Trump, which is exactly
great news. Great news. Hey, Matt, we got to run. It goes fast on radio. You hear the music. He's a best-selling author, Matt Palumbo. His new book, Debunk This, Shattering Liberal Lies. He also writes the Debunk This column at Bongino.com. Tell Dan I said hi. Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn-Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered is the show. My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of the show. Got something exciting to share with you. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. And if you suffer from other maladies like gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, have I got great news for you. My Doctor Suggest has alkaline structured silver products. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. When you talk about cold and flu season, I haven't had a cold in almost 4 years. I've been sucking on their silver lozenges. And now I drink their silver solution. Got rid of my brain fog. Got rid of my leaky gut syndrome. Meaning you eat and you're immediately fatigued or get brain fog. My voice is now a workhorse on radio, thousands of hours a year without ever missing a minute. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I receive so many emails every day from my viewers and my listeners thanking me for turning them on to My Doctor Suggests products. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health. First of all, you get 20% off every order. And second of all, you get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Just use the promo code ROOT or say, I love the Wayne Root Show, and you get 20% off every order, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. By the way, in case I forget, I have so many, you know, the Jewish people are mostly Democrats, right? 75% Democrats or so. But it sure seems like there's an awful lot of good ones listening to my show. Lots and lots of Jewish Republicans listen to my show. And Monday is going to be one of the high holy days of the Jewish religion. So if you're going to be off and not listening to my show, I want to wish you a very, very happy Jewish New Year and happy high holy days starting next Monday. All right. Didn't want to forget that. And, of course, once you're here, you know, once I'm on the air on Monday, you're not here, so I can't say it to you. Breaking news. President Trump calls for Adam Schiff's immediate resignation after he got caught attempting to defraud the American public. Let's find out what that is about. Thursday, during the House Intelligence Committee hearing, Chairman Adam Schiff, the Trump-obsessed Democrat, took his hatred of Trump to a bizarre new level. He started to deliver a parody of what transpired in the phone call. A parody. And so he just made stuff up completely. And that's not what transpired on the call. But people tuned in probably thought that was what happened on the call. It was a hoax. He read it aloud to the American public in his opening statement. So President Trump this morning called on Schiff to resign from Congress for his outrageous lies. Here's what Trump said. He said, Representative Schiff fraudulently read to Congress, with millions of people watching, a version of my conversation with President of Ukraine that doesn't exist. He was supposedly reading the exact transcribed version of the call, but he completely changed the words to make it sound horrible and make me sound guilty. He was desperate, and he got caught. Schiff therefore lied to Congress and attempted to defraud the American public. He's been doing this for 2 years. I'm calling for him to immediately resign from Congress based on this fraud. He totally made up my conversation with the Ukraine president, read it to Congress and millions of people. He must resign and be investigated. He's been doing this for 2 years. He is a sick man, Donald Trump's statement. It's also interesting to see in the news exactly what I said. Democrats were trying to take out two people at once, in my opinion, Trump and Biden. I believe the Democratic Party hates Biden. They can't stand him. Number one, they know he's senile, or he appears to be senile. Let me be nice. Okay, I don't know that he's senile. He appears to be senile. And so they know he can't be their nominee. He's lost it. He's not there. Poor Joe. There's not anything between the two ears anymore. And number two, he's so corrupt. And number three, he's too moderate for them. And number four, he's a white, straight male. Old white, straight male. So they don't want him. I knew he'd never be the nominee. And so they're now not even defending him anymore. Not even trying to. There's a new video out that says, watch Democrat presidential candidates avoid defending Joe Biden from corruption allegations involving his son, Hunter. Which is interesting, because it's what I predicted they would do. They're not going to defend Joe Biden. They don't care about Joe Biden. And all their presidential candidates want to beat Joe Biden. They don't want him to be the nominee. So they're not going to defend him. Anyway, I mentioned in an earlier segment, flashback, Obama administration asked Ukraine to investigate Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy noted at National Review yesterday that then-President Barack Obama's administration asked Ukraine to investigate Donald Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, in 2016. He notes the double standard that Democrats want to impeach Trump for doing what Obama did, and which they've been telling the world for years was necessary to do to protect American national security. It's amazing. McCarthy notes the Obama administration's law enforcement agencies pressured their Ukrainian counterparts to revive a dormant corruption investigation of Paul Manafort right in the middle of the 2016 presidential election. They urged Ukrainian prosecutors to investigate Manafort, which amounted to effectively meddling in the American presidential elections. And the results were soon clear. Leaks about Manafort's activities in Ukraine began to appear in the U.S. media, spun in the worst possible light. He was replaced at the Trump campaign and became a target in the phony collusion narrative. And McCarthy notes the glaring double standard. When the Obama administration leans on Ukraine for help in an investigation of political opponents, Democrats and the media say, look how corrupt Manafort was. When the Trump administration leans on Ukraine for help in an investigation of political opponents, Democrats and the media say, abuse of power, impeach him. The two key differences. There is actual evidence of former Vice President Joe Biden extorting the Ukrainian government. And Trump has released the transcript of his conversation with the new Ukrainian president. Only one administration has been transparent. Let me say it again. Trump, after releasing a conversation with a world leader, is now the most transparent president in the history of the United States of America. Whereas Obama has not even released his college transcript. Forget about transcript of a conversation with a world leader from Columbia University, from college. Never.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.